Welcome to the Where to Start series. I'm kicking it off today, and you will see I used to do 2 episodes per week. We have scaled back to just Mondays here for a while, but I'm going to bring it back for 2 weeks. You're going to get me in your earbuds 2 times a week for the next 2 weeks to bring you this 4-part series. And it is based on the Where to Start quiz, which you can find at mommadeplans.com/start. So our issue here as moms is that we are juggling all the things and we don't even know where to start to make progress and get ourselves out of this survival mode that we find ourselves in, where we're just stuck and overwhelmed, just trying to put out fires all day, every day. So I'm excited to bring you this series that dives in a little bit on each of the 4 possible results of this quiz that are going to help you with a main category in your motherhood or your home to make progress and get out of survival mode. So we kick it off today with the organization boost result, which is all about managing your home and decluttering and organizing and just dealing with all the things in our home that stresses you out, and how to figure out ways to make that easier and make it feel not so overwhelming. And I'm gonna include some important foundation work that you must do to start and help you out with some tips, including a recent tip that I have just done that I'm really loving. So don't miss that at the end. And you're gonna hear what is brewing and in the works to help you guys with each of the categories in your life to make progress and actually take action and make it feel easier to get out of survival mode. So you will hear about that as well. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here we get out of survival mode with practical strategies that make mom life easier and more impactful. Let's get into it. So one of our main problems as moms is that we are spread so thin. There are so many things to be thinking about and doing, from picking up the house and planning out meals and cooking the meals and doing laundry and dishes and helping our kids learn practical things for life and breaking up arguments and working on our marriage. Like, do I need to go on? It just keeps going on all the categories of life. And that's how we stay overwhelmed in survival mode, that we're just trying to get through each day and each moment. And so you've heard me talk about the Where to Start quiz. And I did this because the problem is we don't get anywhere because we're always juggling all these things of, I mean, it's the joke. You get 15 minutes and you're like, oh, do I do self-care? Do I do dishes? Do I do laundry? Do I try to spend quality time with my husband? Like, it's just, we don't know what to do. We panic because there's so much to do. And so to take some of the panic out and get some direction of, where do you start? Like, when you have time or when you are just overwhelmed with everything, how do you get out of it? Like, what part of your life and your home do you start with to focus on? And that's the purpose of the Where to Start quiz. So there's 4 potential outcomes to this quiz. You could be in need of a productivity boost, a mindset boost, an organization boost, or a parenting boost. And the issue is, we need all of it. And that's where we're staying stuck, because we're like, yeah, I need help in all of the categories. But that's the beauty of this quiz. 5 simple, quick questions, like 1 minute of your time, and you get an answer of like, okay, this is what I focus on first. Like, yep, I really want to be more productive, but what's weighing on me more right now is parenting issues, and I'm yelling so much, and I'm so frustrated, and that's really what to focus on first, and the productivity will come next. So despite needing all of it, you have to pick one thing to start and actually get traction and see improvement on. And so we're going to go over each of these potential results and dive into that a little bit. So you can take the quiz and stay tuned for the episode that correlates with your answer. And today we are talking about the organization boost. And so this is really the managing your home category of life and how to tackle that when that is just really overwhelming you, when you look around and there's just mess everywhere and clutter and you can't find what you need and you're tripping over things and your kids' rooms are a mess. Like, it's just weighing on you and adding to the stress. We're gonna tackle that first. And so if that is your result, again, you can go take the quiz and find out, mommadeplans.com/start. If you're in this category of where that's your main takeaway to focus on first, it's important to remember, like, okay, what is this costing you that the home management piece is really stressing you out? And quite simply, clutter is such an issue that causes so much anxiety and stress. By just being in a room filled with excess stuff everywhere and mess, that's stressing you out. And that's an easy fix, you guys. Reducing clutter helps you feel better already. Like, even one space, reducing that can just give you like, oh, it just feels lighter and you can breathe again and you can just look at that and be like, ah, oh, this feels really good. So just realizing that the clutter and chaos is robbing you of peace in your home and robbing you of taking action on these other things in your motherhood and in your life because you're just so overwhelmed and distracted by what's in your face, like literally, that you can't move on to being better at managing your time because you're always dealing with the mess, or being better in your parenting because you're always adding levels of frustration to that because of the mess in your home. So we're going to start with this of like just realizing how much it's actually impacting you. And then before you start, to realize where the end goal is and to check your definition of what does an organized or tidy home look like for you in this season? Because we have to have appropriate expectations, and this will be in your mindset boost category, but to have those right expectations to realize like, hey, I've got a toddler, like my living room isn't going to be spotless and always picked up all the time. But let's think about what's a realistic setup and what do I need to do to make it the easiest to keep up with and to feel the best it possibly can during this season. So I want you to make sure that you're checking in with yourself of what's realistic to get your home to look like, and just like what matters to you. Like, you may not care about toys on the floor in the living room. That may not bother you at all. So don't feel like you need to address that if that's not an issue for you. So check in with yourself to make sure you're dictating what's important as you move through kind of containing the chaos in your home and getting rid of clutter, like to make sure the end goal matches what you want it to be, not just what you think it's supposed to be. Let's just have that foundation set and think about how you're going to feel when your home is in alignment with those expectations, with what you want. How are you going to feel in that space? Like, let's just think the transformation has happened. You're sitting in your home. What does it feel like? Does it feel more peaceful? Does it feel quieter? Is it easier to function because you can just find everything? Things can be put away easier. You can enjoy having guests in your home without panic. It feels cleaner just because it's picked up. Like, what are those things that you're feeling? Like, what are those results that you're trying to get to? And that's what we keep in mind as we work through this. And I want you to go through those pieces. Those are really important to think through before you start taking some of these actions. So get those things in check. And then I'm going to just give you a couple top tips on decluttering and organization. And if you have taken the quiz and gotten the result then you will have a podcast playlist that goes over a bunch of things that are going to help you take action and give you the practical strategies to put things in place. So make sure you're queuing up, like, hey, during your morning breakfast, you're listening to an episode, or whenever works in your schedule, that you're having these ideas and strategies come into you so that you can be taking action and make that a priority for this week. But I'm just going to go ahead and roll off a few for you right now. Part of the tension here is information, which we need first, and getting the ideas and insights and strategies, which I love, but there's the missing piece of actually taking action. And I fall victim to this myself, where I'm listening to podcasts and things, and I'm taking in all this great information, but it's so much, and I forget pieces of it, and it's hard to implement. But all the information in the world isn't going to do you any good if you're not implementing it and taking action. And there's just so much for intentional living and intentional motherhood to go over. Like, that's the whole problem. We're overwhelmed with all the things to do in all the categories of life. And so I finally figured out, you know what? What we need is the bite-sized pieces over time to make progress. We talk about all the time, you can't fix all the things at once. You're just going to get even more overwhelmed. And so how do we do one step at a time and build and actually like make huge progress and fix one issue and move on? Because we're in survival mode. We're going to have a month of doing goals. We're going to have a month of parenting, a month of meal planning, decluttering, surviving summer with kids, and just go through kind of each of the parts of our motherhood journey and make progress. Because right now, you're just continuing to stay stressed out, continuing to stay overwhelmed month to month. And this is where we're going to shift it. We're finally going to make traction and have the quick tips in front of our face of like, okay, this is what I'm doing this month. I'm getting out of survival mode when it comes to my morning routine. Like, it's happening. So this is what we're journeying on together. And you're going to have the tools to do it and building a community where you can share ideas together. So I'm super excited. More details to come so that we all can just raise our hand and be like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done living in survival mode, and I'm ready to be happier and to be more productive and to feel good with how I spend my time. I'm done. Let's do it. So if you want to raise your hand with me, then hop on the email list. You can head to the show notes and let's do this together. I'm super excited, you guys, because I know if you have this simple one focus at a time, instead of scattering your thoughts on everything, if we take one thing each month and you can make huge progress and just kind of chip away at all the things that are overwhelming you, can you imagine where you're going to be a year from now? Can you imagine where you're going to be 2 months from now? I'm just super excited and amped up to know you're going to have less overwhelm and less stress in 1 month, in 2 months. Like, it's just going to get better and better. And so to just have that much progress and to have more bandwidth to tackle what we tackle every day as moms, like, man, I'm excited for you. There are 4 methods that I like to go over for decluttering, because that's kind of where you have to start. Before you can organize, you have to get rid of excess and things that you don't use or need. So I'm going to give you one of those methods is the bottom layer method. So this is going to give you a super quick win that you can do immediately today when you finish this episode, to already get a quick win and feel better. So what the heck is the bottom layer method? It is literally what's on the bottom anywhere that doesn't get touched. So think about all the towels you have, like your bath towels. You're usually using the same few. They're getting washed, put back, and they keep getting put on top. And so you're using the same towels over. There's always a layer of a couple towels on the bottom that never end up getting used. Well, there you go. The decision is already made for you. What's on the bottom? Or review if you've got some worn out ones on top to trade out. Just simply check the bottom layer that's not getting used. You can clearly live without those. You already are. So let's clear up some space and take out those excess towels, washcloths, whatever's happening there. Same thing for kitchen cabinets with like plates or mugs. And I go over this in one of the episodes, but if you're like, no, I don't want to get rid of it for guests. Okay, that can be stored elsewhere. You don't have to take up prime real estate in your kitchen or whatever, wherever we're talking about. You can store extras elsewhere if you need them occasionally, but you can free up extra cabinet space. If you're tight in the kitchen and don't have room for everything, get rid of the bottom layer of everything. Mugs, glasses, cups, pots and pans that you rarely ever use. Get rid of those things and clear up room so you can clear off your counters. So this is just a really simple hack to just quickly go through a lot of areas in your home and get rid of extra things that you're already not using. You don't have to make a decision. That's like the key thing here, because a lot of times we get stuck with having to make a choice. You've already made it. It's already not being used. So super simple win there. And then an organization tip I have for you up next is relating to the kids' toys. Get shallow bins. Do not use the bins that come with everything, all those cubby shelving units and the big deep square bins. That is just a nightmare. It's just more things get piled in. Your kid is dumping more on the floor. You have a much better chance if you have a shallow bin that they already see what they want and can grab what they want and pull it without dumping. And even if you're like, my kid dumps no matter what, at least there's way less going on the floor than if you have the big, deep bins. So it helps keep less things and your kids see what they have and they'll play with it more than those deep bins. They are just, I don't know who invented it. I want to have a little conversation with them. So shallow bins for the win here. Next up, we'll talk about clothes. And it's going to be a lot easier to manage if you're overwhelmed with the amount of laundry and closets are too full. You got too much clothes. You really don't need that many. It's just more for your kids to change into and throw on the floor. Just simplify, look into the whole capsule wardrobe concept and just really simplify like neutral pants and whatever color tops that go with it, or figure out what works for you and your kids' style. We're not cramping style here. We're just simplifying to make it easy for everything to match. They can pick whatever they want and we don't have an excess of things. And especially if you've heard me ever talk on clothes, you know I'm team no-fold socks. Just get all the same color socks or like all white, all black socks. You just put them in the drawer. You do not need to fold them. They are going to immediately become unfolded to put on. They can grab two socks. And even if you don't simplify the colors, mix match socks all the time. Like that's the thing. So please stop wasting your time searching and for folding socks. Like you literally gain so much time right there. Okay, that's my little pet peeve. And then my last tip is just containment. Everyday things that kind of sprawl all over the place, toothbrushes and toothpaste. Everyone gets their own little skinny bin. They have a Walmart dollar store that fits in. Anything in cabinets, snacks that they're reaching, contain it instead of open boxes and empty boxes sitting in the cabinet or the shelf. Like put them in bins so you can see when it's empty. When you run out, they can see what's there. One of my favorite things I've done recently is containing the underwear and socks inside the drawer, where it used to just kind of be all in there and they would just, it's all disheveled. They're reaching to grab for something and everything, the socks and underwear all mixed up and it's just chaos. And they're like, I don't have socks. And well, yes, they do. They're just mixed in on the other side now. So to have little containers that socks live in one, underwear live in one, and it has been super helpful. And it's easier to see when running low and laundry needs to happen. It's been such a simple thing. And that's it, you guys. It's always the super simple things that make it easier. So I hope these few tips help you today. Get started if the organization boost is what you landed on the where to start quiz. Again, mommadeplans.com/start if you haven't taken it yet. And just remember, we are not going off of any societal rules or just doing what your friend does. You are making your home function for you based on your family and your lifestyle. You do not have to have perfectly folded clothes put away. If they just want to live in a basket, awesome. If you don't put away clean dishes and they are just pulled out of the dishwasher or wherever, I don't know what your jam is. If it's working for you, that's fine. Do it that way. So I just want to remind you, make things organized and function the way that works for you, and don't feel like you need to create this pristine home. The home is where you live, and it needs to work for you so that your family can enjoy it and have fun together and make memories together. We're not worried about creating a picture-perfect home 24/7, because that is not real life. That's a magazine shoot. That is not what a lived-in home looks like. So make it work for you. Please just, that is like neon flashing lights. Have the proper expectations of what works for you. Own it, feel good about it, and enjoy your space. So I hope you are excited to make these few little changes one thing at a time and get your home under control and help it not stress you out so much. Go get yourself that organization boost. Okay, this is so fun. I'm excited to continue this series. But if you took the quiz and got the organization boost result, that's what you're in need of, would you DM me or email me and let me know what you thought of this episode and even the podcast playlist that you were provided? And let me know if that's resonating and helping, or if there's a missing piece that you're like, oh, I still need help with this. Let me know what it is so we can add it in. And be sure to share this with your friends so they can take the quiz as well and work through this with you.